Hey, everybody, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I was on Deadline White House with Nicole Wallace, Alex Wagner, and Mark Elias. We covered a wide variety of things. There was laughing and tears and anger. You know, we touched all the emotional touchstones. But at the beginning, we talk about the midterm convention that Trump is putting on that I've like not been talking about that much because it's so stupid. You know, I'll deal with it when it happens, but I don't think it's going to do anything to help him. Might actually harm him. We give some analysis on that. We talked a little bit. I should have mentioned Joe Pertico and my colleague, who had a great newsletter earlier this week about all the ridiculous excuses Republicans are making for not wanting to go to that. So go sign up for that at thebulwark.com, press pass. Then we talk more about the Pierre Bell tragedy, which, you know, I get madder and madder about as we chat. And usually when we do these videos, we usually just show my comments from cable. But I do want to play a little bit of Alex Wagner's comments as well, because I got really locked in on the unfairness. And, you know, unfairness is something that really grates at me. And so I start to like want to discard the process and all the ways in which it's unfair and all the way that it's bullshit. But like, that is a little bit myopic in a situation like this. And there is a bigger picture, a bigger mission afoot. So I do want to play Alex's thoughts about that. So stick around. And then we end with Mark Elias and the threats to the elections and the ways that we can combat that. One thing I didn't get a chance to mention, we'll put it in the show notes here. Our friends at Protect Democracy, where Amanda Carpenter, who I have on, works, my buddy Ian Bassin runs it over there. They have a whole website with resources, how you can protect democracy if you're concerned about the midterms, which you should be. So that's what we got for you. Subscribe to the feed. All right, please subscribe to the feed. We're moving up towards 2 million. I appreciate all you guys. Stick around for Alex, Nicole, Mark, and moi.
Trump's trade war with Canada is still raging. Reciprocal tariffs are expected to go into effect next week. And by the way, you know, who cares? The American people care. And they get it. According to the latest Reuters Ipsos poll, just 14% of Americans support renaming Lake Ontario Lake America. What's more, just 33% of Republicans are into it. Again, perhaps if Trump supporters were also being fed substance, real stuff, solutions, something more filling, they'd be more willing to go along with the stupid human tricks. But Trump right now appears allergic to anything more substantive than can fit in a true social post. Take data center construction, for example. It's a complicated issue, and it cuts across party lines in neighborhoods and communities all across the country. Many Americans, including lots and lots of Trump's most loyal supporters, currently feel uncertain or angry about them. And yet, not only does Trump lack policies designed to help Americans, including people who support him, he lacks any apparent interest in empathizing with people's fears or trying to explain his position. Just this week, he hissed on social media that communities that reject data centers would end up, quote, backwards and poor. Now, Republican lawmakers who might have a hard time passing that message on to their deeply concerned constituents are expected to drop everything less than 9 weeks ahead of a very difficult midterm and flock to Dallas to attend Donald Trump's so-called midterm convention. And on that particular fiasco, Politico is reporting this, quote, a survey of more than 70 Republican candidates and members revealed that most either do not plan to attend or are still weighing whether to go. Dozens more declined to share their plans. The 45 Republicans cited a variety of reasons for skipping the first midterm convention put on by a major party in more than four decades. Some cited prior obligations like fundraisers or events in their districts that were planned before the convention was scheduled in June. Others had personal conflicts, like weddings and family events, and still others raised qualms about the five-figure minimum fees that party officials want attending lawmakers to pony up. In other words, GOP lawmakers starving for something popular or anything substantive, any policy items or solutions, are staring down at that now grimy bowl of gummy candy. Happy sugar high. It's where we begin the hour with two of our most favorite friends, political analyst and host of the Bulwark Daily Podcast. Tim Miller is back. Also with us, my dear friend and colleague, senior political analyst, host of the Runaway Country Podcast, author of the Substack, How the Hell, Alex Wagner's here. Tim Miller, I took your advice. I went on a family vacation, a real one. So anyone that's mad at me, I've wanted to say for the last 2 weeks, text Tim Miller. But